Chapter 25, Part 5. The Lokapalas Bless Arjuna. When Lord Shiva was gone, Arjuna stood for a few moments gazing at the sky. He was awed by what had just transpired. He had just seen the demigod of all demigods. The unknowable deity had even touched him with his own hand. Arjuna now considered, his enemies now have already been vanquished and all his ends accomplished. Now Arjuna possessed Lord Shiva's irresistible weapon. Although he could not discharge the Pashupat at human foes, its very possession made him feel invincible. While Arjuna stood absorbed in thought, Varunadev appeared before him. He was accompanied by the personified rivers and by many Nagas, Siddhas, and other lesser demigods. In attendance also was Kubera, his body resembling pure gold, and seated upon a splendid chariot. Kubera was accompanied by countless yakshas. They all stood before Arjuna, illuminating everything with their bodily effulgence. Arjuna also saw in the sky the Lord of Justice, Yamaraj. He was approaching on his chariot with mace in hand, and Yamaraj was flanked by the personified forms of death and time. On a nearby mountain summit, Arjuna saw Indra and his queen, Sachi, seated on the back of the celestial elephant, Airavata, and appearing like the rising sun. A white umbrella was being held over his head, and he was surrounded by Gandharvas and Rishis. They were eulogizing him with Vedic hymns. Arjuna chanted numerous prayers in praise of the demigods and offered them fruits and water. As he stood gazing in amazement, Yamaraj spoke, his voice as deep as autumnal rain clouds. Behold, Arjuna, all the world's protectors, the Lokapalas, have come here. We shall bestow upon you divine eyes. O sinless one, you were formerly the Rishi Nara. At Lord Brahma's behest, you have taken your birth as a mortal human being. You shall vanquish in battle the powerful Bhishma and the many other fierce warriors headed by Dronacharya. The enemies of the demigods, namely the Daityas and Danavas, have taken birth in the world of human beings. They shall all be slain in a great battle in which you will play the main role. Your fame on earth shall be eternal. Yamaraj offered his personal weapon, a celestial mace, to Arjuna. The Pandava received the weapon, along with the mantras for hurling and withdrawing. After that, Varunadev gave Arjuna his inescapable Nagapasha nooses. Arjuna also received Kubera's weapon, Antardhan, which could baffle and render unconscious the mighty Asuras. Then Indra spoke. O subduer of enemies, you shall perform a great work for the demigods. Now you must ascend to heaven. There I will give you my own weapon and other irresistible astras belonging to the celestials. My chariot driven by my servant Matali, will soon carry you there.